Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
You know, he's a triathlete, and he had been doing some training and biking and developed some back pain and stomach pain, and it kept getting worse and worse, and he finally went to see a doctor, and the doctor ran tests, and they couldn't find anything, and he kept saying, yeah, but the pain is really there. There's something wrong, and they sent him to the specialist. Long story short, they do some scans and discover that he's got tumors all through his body. And one of the tumors is pressing against his spine. That's causing the pain. Turns out he's got pancreatic cancer that had metastasized everywhere. He had bone cancer, lung cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer. I think he had four or five different cancers that metastasized everywhere. His face is horrible from the cancer and the chemo and everything else, but he did this podcast. And it's, I don't know, maybe it's an hour long or so, but I listened to it. You can watch it on too. You can also watch it. You can find it on the New York Times website, I'm sure. In which he talks about civics. And one of his concerns was that our institutions are failing because we get mired down in these little fights and we forget about the big picture, what I always described as the strategic items that we ought to be focused on, as opposed to all the tactics about how we might. I mean, the tactics essentially replace the strategy. You can't have a strategy that way. He, somewhat in a parallel fashion, talks about civics in the same way. That we need to get back to understanding that, yes, we have very serious political differences. But we're still human beings, and we have a common value that we can define as Americans. Anyway, I was pretty interested in this whole conversation because it leads to something that I had planned to talk about today, but it gave me a different context to approach it. Civics. You and I vote for, you know, school board people. We vote for the county commissioners. We vote for state legislators, House and Senate. We vote for a governor. We vote for our congressmen. We vote for a president. We vote for our senators. We do all of these votes. What do we want them to do? Now, I don't mean policy-wise. Forget the policy for a moment. What do we want them to do? I want them to go, in Colorado, they would come to Denver, the state capital. In California, they would go to Sacramento. In New York, they go to Albany. I want them to, in Florida, they go to Tallahassee. I want them to go where they're supposed to go, and I want them to think about the big things, and I want them to think about how they can solve some of the big problems that we have. Now, I know that will lead to political fights. I get that. But if you hire someone, don't you expect them to show up for work? I mean, I get hired by iHeartMedia and Premier Radio Networks, and they expect me to show up Monday through Friday and be able to turn on a microphone at 9:04 a.m. or show up on a Saturday and turn on a microphone at, you know, 12:04 p.m. Eastern Time, so they can broadcast out to 350-plus stations. And if I don't show up, I'm not doing my job. Now, technically, I can, and sometimes do, broadcast from someplace other than the studio that I'm sitting in right now in at iHeartMedia in Denver. Sometimes I'll joke about that. And I'll kind of let you know a little hint that, oh, I'm actually at my undisclosed location in New Mexico. But I actually prefer to be in the studio. And why is that? Well, I have all the technology that I need here, and I know that it works. I don't have to worry about testing. I don't have to worry about any of that. I've got great views of the Continental Divide and the Rocky Mountains, which I obviously do in New Mexico, too. But it's just something about being in your workplace, doing your job. I expect the same thing of a school board member to show up for school board meetings, county commissioners to show up for county commission meetings, legislators to show up for the state legislature, and congressmen to show up for the legislative sessions. I heard Mike Johnston, Speaker of the House, he's quoted on X. I'll just read you one post. House Speaker Mike Johnston has filed a motion with the Committee on Rules and Procedures to begin the process of restricting or removing Democrat Maxine Waters' vote. Quote, Congresswoman Waters has not been in the House chamber in months, Johnson wrote, yet her vote is always registered. It's time to eliminate the procedural loophole that allows that to happen. Now, voting by proxy was a rule added by the Democrats during the COVID-19 pandemic that gave them the ability to work less and fundraise more. He says, and again I quote, that rule needs to go so we don't have zombies voting from a rocking chair 3,000 miles away. Now, you go to work every day to pay taxes, but your representative has been missing for months while still casting votes with your money? What are we, a bunch of hillbillies and mountain people? What are we, a bunch of rubes? I, along with everybody else in this country, well, I shouldn't say everybody else, Let me refine that. You and me as taxpayers, we foot the bill, not just for Maxine Waters, but all 434 other members of the House and Senate to show up and do their damn job. You cannot have civics if you don't show up and do your job. You cannot have a discussion about the grand major things that affect this country if you don't show up and do your job. We know from experience during COVID that remote learning actually hinders learning of kids, of rugrats. You know, probably from your own personal experience, that whether it's Zoom or Microsoft Teams or any of those other bullcrap systems, that you barely half-ass pay attention if you're sitting at home in your PJs, maybe you got a shirt on so you'll look good on the camera, and you're half-ass listening to whatever's going on the Teams call or the Zoom call. You know this is the truth. Now, maybe you're the exception. Well, whoop-poop-de-doo, good for you. Most everybody else is daydreaming or checking their email or doing something else. Now, granted, you're at least there. It's even worse in the Congress. Not only are they not there, they're not even in on a Zoom meeting or a team call. They've handed their voting card over to someone else. I'll explain why that's so bad next.
All right, everybody cares about health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and so many of us are guessing our way through our health, guessing what foods to eat, what supplements to take, wondering why some things make us feel better than others. Now, that's where Viome comes in. It's a simple, at-home gut health test that uses advanced RNA technology. It analyzes your gut microbiome to understand how your body is truly functioning in this moment. And from there, Viome then creates a personalized food and supplement plan designed specifically for your body. Right, Linda? You've been doing this.
I have been doing it, and the test is easy. It's got great steps. It walks you right through. It's easy to do. You can send it right in.
Take the guesswork out of it. Get real data. Go to Viome/Hannity. Viome.com/Hannity today. And when you follow their plan, you can expect better digestion, more energy, improved mood. Stop guessing. Start knowing.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Do me a favor and go follow me on social media. I'm most active on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. Give me a follow over there. All the others, Facebook, Instagram, they're all at Michael D. Brown also. We're talking about formal proxy voting and ghost voting. Two different things. I think when we elect someone to Congress, or for that matter, any elected office, your first job is just to show up. Showing up, what's the old phrase? Showing up is half the job? Good grief. They're not even showing up. Now, I want to make a critical distinction here. Speaker Johnson actually conflated two separate practices. As I said, we have formal proxy voting and we have ghost voting. Under House Resolution 965, that's the COVID era rule, that was extended through the end of the 117th Congress. But when the Republicans took the majority, the House rules adopted back in January of 2023 did not carry forward remote voting by proxy. So that's gone as an official House rule. What I think Johnson appears to be targeting with Maxine Waters is something actually older and I think arguably worse. It's called ghost voting. The informal, long-standing practice of a physically absent member having their electronic voting cards used on the floor by a colleague who just happens to be there. So I say to Senator Cruz, hey, I'm going to take a 2-week vacation. I'm going to Tahiti for 2 weeks. We got a bunch of votes coming up. Here's my card. You know, they vote by electronic card. They go to their desk. They push like a key card. They push it in. And then once they insert their card, it verifies that it's, you know, Senator Brown. And then Ted Cruz would put my card in. And then he would vote, hopefully, not guaranteed, I guess, but then I'd never let him do it again. He would vote as I ask him to vote, yay or nay. So he slides my card in, verifies it's me, and he votes no. And I'm not there. I'm in Tahiti. Or I'm just home back in California like Maxine Waters. So let's go back to 1980. The House Committee on Standards of Official Conduct issued a report recommending the voting rule be amended to prohibit members from authorizing other members to vote for them. Because the members were giving their electronic voting cards, just like the example I gave you, to their colleagues to vote for them, saving them the trouble, for instance, of having to change clothes in the gym and then rush up to the floor to vote. That rule got amended a year later, 1981. But ghost voting, that was occurring even before that and has always been considered unethical. So I just want you to have that perspective. This is a problem that predates smartphones, it predates C-SPAN, and it apparently predates shame. Here's what the COVID rule actually did. On May 15, 2020, the House of Representatives adopted House Resolution 965 that allowed a single House member to serve as a voting proxy for up to 10 fellow members, and it established a protocol for that process. Now, before the adoption of this resolution, the representatives were strictly prohibited from off-site voting. The mechanics were pretty clear. A member could not be designated as a proxy for more than 10 members concurrently, and the clerk was required to maintain an updated public list of all designations. You know why? So we'd know who was voting for who. It also required that before they could cast the vote of another member, the proxy had to obtain an exact instruction from the absent member with respect to that vote. So when Kevin McCarthy asked the Supreme Court to revive the constitutional challenge to this practice, he noted that more than 300 members had submitted letters designating other members as proxies. Now, at the peak, you had a situation where the rules allowed a member to cast votes for 10 absent members, which means it takes no more than 20 present members to do the business of the entire house. That's not what we voted for. That's not even a legislature. That's barely a skeleton crew. Now, the constitutional argument against proxy voting, I think, is pretty damn strong. But the courts have never ruled on it because they found a procedural off-ramp to avoid dealing with it. The Congressional Research Service has declared that the Constitution requires that a quorum or a simple majority of the members is to be present on the floor when the House of Representatives transacts business, and that the, quote, text of the Constitution clearly envisions the House and the Senate meeting and voting in person. Now, the challengers were contending that there can be no serious dispute that the Constitution does require members of Congress, Senate, and representatives to assemble in person if they are to be counted as present toward the quorum requirement of Article 1, Section 5, or if they are to cast a vote from the floor of either house. So what's the constitutional defense? Well, the primary counter is Article 1's grant to both the House and the Senate, where they can, quote, determine the rules of their proceedings. But even the Democrats' own Rules Committee and the Rules Committee staff has acknowledged the limits of that argument. The Rules Committee Democratic staff report conceded that this would be, quote, one of the biggest rule changes of the last century, and that it would, quote, raise serious security, logistical, and constitutional challenges with no particular or parliamentary history or basis. Now, that's the then-Democrat majority's own lawyers saying, hey, wait a minute, time out, this is pretty radical. So how did the courts dodge this? Well, the D.C. court affirmed the district court's dismissal. They found that the resolution and its implementation lies within the immunity for the legislative acts conferred by the Constitution speech or debate clause. The court found it was hard-pressed to conceive of matters more integral part of the legislative process than the rules governing how members cast their votes in legislation. Let me, after the break, tell you the translation of what that really means. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money in refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munstick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound, Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Knock off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company for Songs of the Soul, a dance performance on April 18th and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. With a dynamic mix of dance styles and beautiful artistry and storytelling, this dance production reflects on the lived experiences that shape us and expresses gratitude for the things we have overcome. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by this bold, city-caliber performance. Get your tickets today at communedancecompany.simpletix.com. Tickets are $20 and kids' tickets are available at $12.50. We hope to see you there.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Preset and then stream us live during the week. Congress has one job. Show up. Show up and vote. And they're not even doing that. Now, I'm not talking about proxy voting. I'm not talking about absentee voting. I'm talking about ghost voting. As I said, the D.C. courts have upheld this using the speech and debate clause. Well, the courts didn't say that proxy voting or even ghost voting is constitutional. They said, you can't sue us over it because your rules, that is a legislative act protected by the speech or debate clause. So neither the trial court or the appeals courts went the extra step to consider the merits of whether the Constitution required members to be physically present for even a quorum. Now, the Supreme Court let that ruling stand in a one-line order. Cert denied. No opinion, no merits ruling. So the constitutional question remains technically open. I think it's unconstitutional. I think the framers actually meant that if you're going to have a quorum, you needed to be there. Now, with respect to voting by proxy, maybe they could adopt that rule constitutionally, but I'm still opposed to it. So how widespread is all of this now? The formal COVID proxy rule, that's dead. But ghost voting is alive and bipartisan. Republicans and Democrats both do this. Known as absentee or ghost voting, this practice is a violation of Clause 2 of Rule 3 and is strictly prohibited, yet it continues on. In March last year, Democrats actually sent a letter to Speaker Johnson complaining about Republicans ghost voting. They were complaining specifically about a member using his voter card to register his votes despite being about 2,600 miles from the House chamber. Wow. Democrats. You want people to show up. Well, let's talk about Maxine Waters for a moment. Let's talk about Waters specifically. From January 1991 to March last month, March, end of March 2026, Maxine Waters missed 1,466 out of 21,751 roll call votes. That's a rate of 6.7% of votes missed, which is much worse than the median of 2.1% among the lifetime records of these that are currently serving. Now, Maxine's 87 years old. I think she's right now. I think she might be the oldest Democrat in Congress. But Speaker Johnson's claim that her vote is always registered, despite never being there, goes beyond missed votes. It's the ghost voting allegation. Meanwhile, separately from the ghost voting issue, the parental proxy voting fight in 2025, that revealed some really deep divisions within the Republican Party itself. 9 Republicans joined Democrats and joined Speaker Johnson's efforts to kill a bipartisan plan allowing new parents to vote by proxy for 12 weeks. Now, that battle got ultimately resolved with a return to vote pairing. What's vote with? Now, we got vote pairing. We have absentee votes. We got ghost voting. We got proxy voting. And now, we got vote pairing. That's an old-fashioned system where two members on opposite sides of legislation pair up. Now, if one of them's absent, the other one agrees to withhold their vote. With both members' positions reflected in the congressional record, but neither vote actually counting toward the total. What bullcrap! A glorified non-vote. Oh, you want to vote yes. I want to vote no. But we both want to stay home. So we will agree that we will just pair our votes. And if one of us happens to be gone, then neither one of us will vote. Wow. It's almost as if, don't ever accuse me of blaming them this, but it's almost as if they really don't want to do their job. It's almost as if they really just want to get paid and not do anything. I would never make that allegation against a member of Congress. Or maybe I am. And I will. The founders built, designed, implemented a deliberative body. They used words like assemble, present, absent, sitting, and seat. You'll find every one of those words in Article 1. Words that physically locate human beings in a room, debating each other face to face. I want to pause for a moment. Step away from my notes for a moment. Let's go back to Ben Sasse. Here's a man dying of 4 or 5 different forms of cancer. Left the Senate to become the president of a university, which I think was his true love anyway. And then he had to step back from that. He has 3 or 4 months left to live. And he's doing a podcast. And even the podcaster, one of the opinion writers for the New York Times, even asked him, you're a dying man. You have 3 or 4 months left to live. Why would you spend time talking to me? Why are you doing this? And, of course, Ben Sasse made some joke about how, well, you know, I got the invitation. I assumed that somebody else canceled, so I thought, well, I'll just show up. I have nothing else to do because I'm just dying, so I'll show up. So, you know, a little bit of, you know, a little bit of dark humor. But I think he showed up because he believes in civics. And he believes, in fact, he says, the Senate is broken. The U.S. Senate is a dead institution. Now, I know that's not a raging headline. That's not, you know, Truman loses kind of thing. We all know it's a broken system. We all know that the Senate is dysfunctional. The House is dysfunctional. But go back to Sasse's point about civics. How can you even address, debate, assemble, discuss the big issues of the day if you're not even there? How could I do this program? Forget the technology. But how could I do this program if I didn't show up? How could the doctor who's going to do that little procedure on my thumb on Thursday afternoon, how could he do that if he didn't show up? How could you do your job if you didn't show up? Or if you're an employee of someone, how could you do your job if you didn't show up? What would your employer think if after day after day after day you didn't show up and somebody else stepped in and said, oh, well, you know, so-and-so is going to be gone today, but I told him I'd fill in for him. And that just happens over and over and over and over. He'd fire your ass, as he should. You got one job. Show up. Do your job. Congress can't do that. And because they're not doing their job, that institution will remain dysfunctional, and we will never address the big issues that face this country. Instead, we'll just have all these political fights. The COVID proxy rule, that was a temporary, legally untested, you know, deviation from 230 years of the practices of the House. They justified it with an emergency that no longer exists. The courts never blessed the practice as constitutional. They simply said they couldn't be the referee for an internal House rules fight. So what Speaker Johnson is going after with Maxine Waters isn't even the formal proxy rule, which Republicans killed when they took power. It's something older, murkier, and I think more cancerous, if you want to use Ben Sasse, cancerous to the Republic. The ghost vote. The voting card used while the member sits 3,000 miles away in Inglewood, California. That's been technically prohibited since 1981. Never seriously enforced. Precisely because both parties, Republicans, Democrats alike, both benefit from just looking the other way. And the irony, which I think you would appreciate, is that Republicans spent 4 years screaming about the unconstitutionality of proxy voting, then quietly tolerated ghost voting in their own caucus until the Democrats pointed it out. So Speaker Johnson is now, after being targeted, he's now pointing at Maxine Waters, not because he believes that ghost voting just became wrong, but because at 218 to 214 division in the House, every single phantom vote matters. I'd say if you're a constituent of Maxine Waters, or any member of the House doing this, or the Senate doing this, they're not representing you. They're not debating the big issues of the day. They're not really trying to solve the problems of the country. They're back fundraising just to get reelected, just to stay in power. Somebody else is pushing their button. I think it's time that we push the button, all of them, and that button ought to be the eject button. I'll be right back.
All right, everybody cares about health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and so many of us are guessing our way through our health, guessing what foods to eat, what supplements to take, wondering why some things make us feel better than others. Now, that's where Viome comes in. It's a simple, at-home gut health test that uses advanced RNA technology. It analyzes your gut microbiome to understand how your body is truly functioning in this moment. And from there, Viome then creates a personalized food and supplement plan designed specifically for your body. Right, Linda? You've been doing this.
I have been doing it, and the test is easy. It's got great steps. It walks you right through. It's easy to do. You can send it right in.
Take the guesswork out of it. Get real data. Go to Viome/Hannity. Viome.com/Hannity today. And when you follow their plan, you can expect better digestion, more energy, improved mood. Stop guessing. Start knowing.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. Spring is sprung, and it's time for our annual spring sale, April 10th through the 19th at Lauchs Landscape Supply. Save big on the North State Turf Blend Lawn Seed and get a 25-pound bag for only $49.99. Our popular Garden Power Soil will be down to $51.99 a yard. Need to restock the tools in the shed? 15 to 20% off all the popular shovels, rakes, garden hoses, and so much more in the store. Pick up a 2.5-gallon jug of Ranger Pro Concentrate to kill those weeds for only $59.99 each. A 5-cubic foot contractor's blue steel wheelbarrow for only $199.99. Landscape fabric in all sizes marked at the lowest price of the year. Triple 15 is only $27.99 for a 50-pound bag. This and so much more at Lauchs Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Check us out on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com or just come see us at 6023 Churn Creek Road, April 10th through the 19th. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. As I always like to remind everybody, as we approach the end of the program, how much I appreciate everybody tuning in and listening. People have lots of things to do. You have places to be, things to do, and other things that you could be listening to. But you've chosen to listen to me on a Saturday or whenever you listen to the program, whether that's, you know, tape delayed on your affiliate or you listen by the podcast. However you listen to it, I want you to know just how much I sincerely appreciate this audience. A weekday program is somewhat difficult to build up a good audience for, but we've done that. And I think that's because of you, and I certainly do appreciate it. I want to talk for just a moment about what's going on in the Middle East. Because we don't really know. I don't have a lot of details. Let me look up. Let's see, on Fox News, they're doing the Wall Street Journal editorial report. Pope Leo says the the Donald Trump Iranian threat is truly unacceptable. There was a tirade earlier about the vice president being in Islamabad and the start of the negotiations. So we don't really know. But here's what I do know. Despite this country's overwhelming military superiority, we could still lose the war to Iran. Because the Islamic maniacs ruling over it, they have a powerful ally. And it's an enemy within. Liberal icon and documentarian Michael Moore, Fahrenheit 9/11 and the others, explicitly confirms that from the Democrat viewpoint, Americans are the enemy. He says, America, a country 250 years old, and the only nation sick and violent enough to have ever used a nuclear weapon, in partnership with Israel, a nation younger than Mick Jagger and Bugs Bunny, and the only nuclear-armed nation in its region, not counting Pakistan, which he leaves out, are on the verge of wiping one of the oldest civilizations off the map. I don't think Michael Moore knows much about history. The first king of Israel was Saul, who lived over 3,000 years ago. But he apparently knows that he loves Iran. And he apparently has no idea, or that we are the only nation sick and violent enough to have ever used a nuclear weapon? Why did we, and why are we the only nation to have ever used a nuclear weapon? To bring an end to World War II. And yes, while it killed thousands, thousands squared would have been killed had we not brought that to an end. In fact, I think there's a lesson to learn there. The Imperial Japanese Army was brutal, sick, really tortuous. Oh, much, sounds like the IRGC, sounds like the mullahs, who engage in some of the most depraved kind of activities as the Nazis did and the Imperial Japanese Army did. And then cites Israel as a nation younger than Mick Jagger and Bugs Bunny and the only nuclear-armed nation in the region. No, I consider Pakistan to be part of that region, too. But he doesn't realize that. He does know, however, that he loves Iran. And I do believe, I want to be careful here, you can love the country, you can love Persia and Persians, and you can love the Iranian citizens. That's not who we're fighting. We're fighting the mullahs, the Ayatollah. We're fighting the IRGC. We're fighting their police forces, their security forces. We are fighting their ability to obtain a nuclear weapon and, in their own words, in their own mission statement, wipe Israel from the face of the earth. And quite frankly, start a nuclear Armageddon. But he does know that he loves the Iranians. He writes or says, Iran is the cradle of one of the greatest civilizations this planet has ever seen. While our ancestors in Europe were still figuring out how to build a hut, the Persians had already, and blah, blah, blah. Then he claims that America stands in stark contrast to the noble Iranian civilization. According to Michael Moore, and I'm quoting, we are the bad guys. If you didn't realize that under previous presidents, at least Donald Trump has ripped off the mask and shown you who we really are. I find that one kind of interesting. Because he says, if you didn't realize that under previous presidents, yes, every president going back to Jimmy Carter has kicked the can down the road. And Barack Obama not only kicked the can down the road, but he filled it with billions of dollars. He put billions of dollars in that can, and then he drop-kicked it right into the lap of the Ayatollah. And while the Ayatollah assured us that all those billions of dollars were going to go to the people of Iran for, you know, public services and infrastructure and everything, no, it went to build a nuclear weapon. Now, in case the exclamation points that Michael Moore continues to use in his statement, he then writes this in all caps and bold-faced font as he shrieks, "America's military leaders must disobey illegal and immoral orders." I think illegal and immoral in this context actually means contrary to Democrat wishes. Refer to, for example, Senator Mark Kelly for the details, because those who obey such orders may face punishment when the Democrats regain power. Democrats, for whatever reason, believe that American failure in Iran is going to help them in the next election. And obviously, they don't want Trump to go down as a good president or even a great president. But as Kurt Schlichter observes, there's more to Democrats' eagerness to side with evil lunatics who want to kill us. And Kurt writes, "Understand that they are powered by an all-encompassing contempt for people like you and me. And our patriotism and love of country require that these people despise their own country. America is bad, they believe, built on a foundation of racism, genocide, and transphobia, and all sorts of other badnesses. Since none of them has a religion, this ideology has to serve as a substitute. We are their heretics, their demons, their anti-wokes they want us to pay, which means they want our country to pay. They must turn this victory into defeat, and they're trying to do it." Amen. Absolutely amen. Have a great weekend. I'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
When people turn to telehealth for weight loss, they're looking for real support. That's why more people are choosing Orderly Meds. Orderly Meds connects you with real doctors and access to proven GLP-1 medications like semaglutide and tirzepatide. No guessing, just a more supportive experience. And all shipped directly to your door in discreet packaging. Do your research, ask questions, then visit orderlymeds.com/radio for an exclusive offer. That's orderlymeds.com/radio. Individual results may vary, not medical advice. Eligibility required. See site for details.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.